Jerry Noriega, City of McAllen Purchasing and Contracting Director.
Noriega has worked for the City of McAllen for 6 years.
We do a lot of different things for every single department in McAllen. Review requisitions, assign construction contracts, service contracts, supply contracts, giving the tools that every employee here at City of McAllen needs to do their job.
Jerry spends his day at the office like most professionals, but you should never judge a book by its cover. After hours, this mild-mannered professional transforms to DJ Jerry. He proudly says he doesn't have a business card for his after-hours services because his reputation precedes him.
My clients are really just through word of mouth since I started working here in McAllen.
He says he started being a disc jockey right after high school, but he found his love for music at an early age.
I think just as a little kid, I remember having a Fisher-Price record player. And I remember going up back when Musicland was around, you know, and Sam Goody, and, you know, buying the latest, you know, hit that was coming out, 90s, 80s, 70s, you know. I listened to everything.
DJ Jerry says he's been a disc jockey for 20 years.
I've learned so much about music I didn't even know about, you know, from banda to, you know, norteño to tejano to electronic to all kinds of genres, bachata, merengue, you know, and salsa. And I didn't grow up maybe listening to all of it, but throughout my years, you know, listening to people, I've just learned, you know, all the different, and learned how to appreciate all these different genres of music.
Noriega provides DJ services for high school parties, proms, morphs, weddings, quinceañeras, bar mitzvahs, Christmas parties, and for the special needs community.
One of the most interesting gigs that I've ever done was for a group of deaf kids, and the teacher came over and asked me, could you please just turn up the bass? And they were dancing, you know, huapangos and cumbias all night long, and that's just what they wanted, you know, and that's fine, you know, but it was fun to see them have a good time.
As time goes by, DJ Jerry says he must always stay on top of technology and the listening palette of the younger generation.
One of the biggest challenges that, you know, always staying on top of music, specifically spring break. In 1 hour, I probably play at least 30 to 40 songs in 1 hour. In 4 hours, you know, you do the math, that's 120 songs. So there's a point where everybody doesn't care what is playing because they're a little bit inebriated, and that's kind of where it gets fun.
Coworkers of DJ Jerry, or as they call him at work, Mr. Noriega, were in shock at his after-hours job.
This was an absolute surprise for me, and it's just amazing to see what he does. And I'm actually already thinking, where can I? You know, we have some events. We have a wedding coming up in the family, and then, of course, my daughter's going to be turning, 15 in a couple of years.
We had no idea of this hidden gem here at City of McAllen, so we're super thrilled that we have these amazing DJ hands, you know, in our office, and we hope to have, you know, maybe afternoon parties. No, but we're super thrilled.
I was surprised. He's amazing. He got me dancing all the time, and I was just excited.
This is not the battle of the DJs, but the City of McAllen has talent on every floor.
I'm an adjuster for the City of McAllen.
Do you know anything about techno?
Arcanthu has been with the City of McAllen for 2 years and has important skills and responsibilities at work.
I love working for the city. It's one of those positions where I work with different departments when any claims are submitted by each department, and which either if it's public works or police department, fire department, that's a great advantage that I've been able to work with every different department.
Art is an insurance adjuster by day, and by night he is DJ Art. He can be found on social media as DJ Art Mobile DJ Service. He has been a DJ for 20 years.
Music has always been a passion. I was in band my junior high and high school years. I had a blast playing trumpet. I was also in the university orchestra for a little bit. And then, of course, my passion for music inspired me to do the DJ service.
As a husband and father, Art says his DJ career is part of his life.
My family supports me. This has actually started many years ago when I was in college. And it supported me during my careers in the insurance and, of course, my current position with the city.
DJ Art says the crowds motivate him while he's playing music.
As long as I engage with my crowd, with the music drives the way the ambiance is gonna be. And so if you're a DJ that's not able to have that skill set to understand this is my audience, you're not going to do a very good job. And so I've crafted many years to listen to my clients and know who my clients are.
There's no sign of DJ Art calling it quits. He says he still has friends in their 60s still working as DJs.
Everything has become digital. And back when I started, I actually started DJing with cassettes. And I went to records in college, and then of course the CDs came out. And then one of the amazing things that came out was the dual CD players that I also invested in, and then now everything is computerized.
DJ Art says you always need to be listening to the crowd.
The most song I get requested would probably be line dances and things such as like YMCA, the Cupid Shuffle. Those are the fun things typically I get a request for.
DJ Art has leveraged his presence on social media to get his name out there for new clients. Bride-to-be Samantha Diaz, who's a City of McAllen employee as well, says because of the pandemic, she was scouting the internet for her DJ.
I found him on Google, we contacted him, we met up, and he has been exceptional from the day that we met until the day of the wedding. He's very communicative, he has a lot of good ideas, and he was just a really good DJ.
Via says COVID-19 forced her to postpone and then reschedule her wedding for May. After almost a year and a random run-in at City Hall, she realized her DJ was in fact her coworker.
My wedding was very fun, I loved it. I got a lot of good feedback for the music. My uncle now follows DJ Art on his Facebook, and he loves the lives that DJ Art does. We tune in sometimes.
During the pandemic, DJ Art started having live events on social media to entertain the families at home. DJ Art says he'll continue to have them to keep his clients happy.
I was telling him he's an insurance guy by day and DJ by night. You gotta have both sides of the personality. So he's really fun. And so now we know him on both levels.
Whether it's dance or rock music, DJ Art and DJ Jerry agree they provide DJ services to provide magical moments in a person's life. This is what motivates them to always play the right tunes. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.